Crash, Chapter 4. A Quaker, I screeched. What's a Quaker? The only Quaker I had ever heard of was Quaker Oat Cereal. It's somebody who doesn't believe in violence, he said. I told him, well, who says you have to believe in it? You just do it. I don't fight in wars. I laughed. I waved my pistol in his face. You hambone. This ain't war. This is water guns. He held his out to me. I don't play with guns. I didn't take it. Instead, I took a step back, aimed, pulled the trigger, and shot him right between the eyes. Bullseye! He didn't move. The gun hung limp in his hand. Water trickled down his nose and around his mouth. Don't you have water guns in North Dakota? I asked him. Well, some people do. Not me. Well, you're in Pennsylvania now, Chief. I aimed again and fired. He still didn't move. This was crazy. Who ever heard of a kid who didn't shoot back? Then all of a sudden, I got it. Ha! I sneered. Now I know what you're doing. You're trying to trick me. I backed up a couple of steps, went into a crouch, swung my gun arm up, straight out, stiff, left hand clamping right wrist like I see on TV. Well, it ain't gonna work, sonny. Hasta la vista, hambone. Bam, bam, bam. I fired three quick ones. He didn't move, except to blink when water hit his eyes. I couldn't believe anybody could be so dumb. Bam, 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 bam. I stepped to the side to get a better angle on the button. Bam, bam, bam. Tracer jets of water smacked the button while he stood there, drenched and monkey-faced and droopy. I was laughing so hard I thought I'd bust a gut. I aimed again. Bam! The gun spluttered. Out of ammo. I laughed harder. I could hardly stand. He held out his gun, his loaded weapon, held it out to me. I stopped laughing. I stared at him, at his gun. I swiped it from his hand. That ain't the way it goes, I yelled into his dripping face. You're supposed to shoot back. You're supposed to. I turned the gun on my own face and pulled the trigger. See? I fired again. Is that too hard for you? I wound up and whipped his gun over the roof of our house and into the bank backyard. Dumb cough. I slammed my own gun to the ground. I stomped and stomped on it till it was green plastic splinters. I stormed up to the garage, over to the flower garden, out to the street, back to him. I took a deep breath. I got up in his face. I stared. I dared him to blink first. I wanted to hate him. I wanted to stay mad. But I was having problems. Okay, I said. I backed off. Okay, I'll give you one more chance to get me to dinner. If you beat me in wrestling, are Quakers allowed to wrestle? He sniffed. He licked his lips. He pinched a drop of water from the end of his nose. He smiled. Sure. We went to the grass. We wrestled. I pinned him in about 2 seconds. Okay, I said, one last chance. Hit the telephone pole. 10 stones. I hit the pole with 6 stones. He never even came close. We long jumped. We stood on our heads. We spit for distance. He was hopeless. I shook my head. Aren't you good at anything? He didn't think long. I'm a good runner. I grinned to myself. Okay, I said. One really, really last chance. A race. I pointed. Up to the mailbox and back to... I ran my sneaker toe along the edge of the driveway. Here. We crouched, toes on the crack. I called. Ready, set, go. I was 6 years old and had never lost a race in my life. That's why I was so surprised when I reached out to push off the cool blue metal of the mailbox to see his hand there, too. On the way back, I kicked in the afterburners and zipped across the finish line. His footsteps were loud behind me. We stood there bent over, catching our breaths. I heard him say, "Darn!" He stamped his foot. First time I ever saw him mad. Ah, don't take it so hard. Nobody beats me. That's not it, he said. He had on the glum monkey face again. So what is it? He sniffed. Now you're not coming. He headed off down the street. I let him get 5 or 6 houses before I called. Yo, Webb! He turned, sagging. I changed my mind. I'll come. It took a minute to sink in. Then he jumped like a jack-in-the-box. He yelled, Yahoo! And ran on home. That night, even after I closed my eyes, I kept seeing our hands hit the mailbox together.